Greetings from the Tomb of Ideas, a Marvel horror podcast, and its much less handsome and charismatic co-host, James Hickson. My next pick for my JLA draft is there to fit a role more than a personal affinity for the character, though I do like him. He is there because every team needs a dark, stealthy guy who can creep in through the shadows and take out the bad guys, like Batman.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am...
No, I'm not taking Batman. For one thing, he was already taken by Charlie Niemeyer, and Nightwing was taken by Sean Foster, and Tim Drake was taken by Mike Zumo, but that's okay. Because my next choice is a dark, stealthy guy that actually has no connection to the Bat family. Although he is a member with a deep connection to the history of the DC Universe as the son of the Golden Age Green Lantern, Alan Scott.
Your daddy is a hero.
And already has family on the team in the form of my previous draft selection, Jade. I'm of course talking about Todd Rice, otherwise known as the shadow-powered superhero Obsidian. And that relationship with Jade is one of the main reasons I'm making this pick. It may be the Marvel fanboy in me, but I always enjoy it when siblings are on a team together. From Wanda and Pietro on the Avengers, to Northstar and Aurora on Alpha Flight.
The 80s didn't come to Canada till like 93.
That pre-existing relationship introduces a nice dynamic to the team, as well as raises stakes in a crisis. No, not that kind of crisis, DC fans. It also doesn't hurt that Todd Rice is an LGBTQ superhero, because representation freaking matters. Anyway, see you next time. Bye.
Obsidian, shut off the lights!